SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. The latest attempt at ceasefire talks between the U.S. and Iran appears to have failed. Tehran's top diplomat left Pakistan on Saturday, and President Trump said he told envoys not to travel to Islamabad. King Charles is on his way to the U.S. next week. Danica Kirka reports King Charles is hoping to strengthen ties between Britain and the U.S.
King Charles III and Queen Camilla are embarking on a four-day state visit to the United States. This is really a big deal for the king. He follows in the ever-present footsteps of his mother and has to try to give a speech that will match the one she did in 1991. It stressed unity among the peoples of the United States and the United Kingdom. It stressed their common culture, and it stressed the long ties between the military and the governments of both countries.
President Trump will attend tonight's White House Correspondents Association dinner for the first time as president.
The president boycotted the annual dinner all 4 years in his first term and again last spring. In fact, he sometimes held competing events on the same night. But tonight, Donald Trump will attend the event, attended by a few thousand journalists, politicians, and celebrities. Some news organizations are protesting the president's appearance because of his aggressive criticism of the press as fake news and for his administration's crackdown on press access at the White House and Pentagon. Greg Clugston, Washington.
American people are not happy with the way Congress is handling its job. A new Gallup poll shows Americans' approval of Congress has fallen to 10%. That's barely above its all-time low of 9% back in 2015. Democrats have consistently rated the current GOP-led Congress poorly. This is SRN News. A new persecution report focuses on abductions.
It comes from Global Christian Relief, and it reveals that while many Christians are killed or physically abused for their faith, a large number are also kidnapped. Sometimes the kidnappers, often radical Muslims, want ransom from the victim's family. But often the person abducted is a young Christian woman who is then subjected to a forced marriage. GCR says Mexico had the most kidnappings over the last 2 years, followed by Nigeria and India. Michael Harrington reporting.
A new Kansas law will allow college students to sue their schools for free speech violations. In Tennessee, a new law will encourage teachers and professors to include the positive impacts of religion in American history courses. Both are being done in the name of Charlie Kirk. More than 60 Kirk-themed bills have been proposed in over 20 states seeking to promote his ideology. This is SRN News. The health of Israel's leader is in the news.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he has undergone treatment for prostate cancer and is now healthy. He says 2.5 months ago, his doctors discovered and treated a small tumor at Jerusalem's Hadassah Hospital with radiation treatment. Professor Aaron Popovster is director of the Sherritt Institute of Oncology at the hospital. He says a few months ago, during a completely routine checkup, a 0.9-centimeter finding was incidentally discovered in the Honorable Prime Minister. The Prime Minister underwent a thorough examination, and it was determined the disease is at a very early stage. I'm Ed Donahue.
The U.S. military says it launched another strike on a boat accused of ferrying drugs in the Eastern Pacific Ocean, killing two people Friday. The Trump administration's campaign of blowing up alleged drug trafficking vessels in Latin America waters has persisted since early September. More details at SRNnews.com.